Our story begins at Dean Industries. Todd is sitting at his desk when Serena walks into his office.
Hey there.
Hey, Serena. What's up?
Do you have lunch plans? I was thinking we could discuss the financials over lunch at Romano's. What do you say?
Oh, I was planning on working straight through lunch. But hey, I mean, you're the boss, right?
Excellent. Can you be ready to go in 15?
No problem.
Okay, I'll meet you in the hall by the elevator. What are you doing, Serena?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. Between classes at Windsor Academy, Stacy is talking with Clint.
Clint, I'm sorry about your breakup with Dara.
Why, I don't believe you, Stacy.
I'm serious. And look, there's something you should know.
What is it?
But you have to promise me that you won't tell anyone where you heard this from.
Are you playing games with me, Stacy?
No, just promise me, okay?
Okay, I promise. Now, what is it?
It's about CJ. Don't trust that kid.
Why would you say that? What gripe do you have with CJ?
I just think he's not the good friend that you think he is. That's all.
So, you just have a feeling? You're not telling me anything, really, Stacy.
Look, you can believe me or not, but I would keep an eye on him if I were you.
In the West Side Psych Ward, Mac has been checked in and is in his room with Zoe.
Hello, John.
No.
I'm Zoe Jessup.
No.
I know you've been through a major ordeal over the past few months.
No.
Everyone is doing all they can to help you locate your family. But if you could tell me your name, I could let the police know, and they will call someone for you.
No.
Can you do that?
No! No! Get me out of here! Get me out of here! We're all gonna die! We're all gonna die! Come on! You gotta help me! Get me out of here!
At Manhattan Monthly, Perry enters Rex's office.
Hey, Rex. I have some news.
What is it?
I talked to my super, and he's going to let me out of my lease 1 month early.
Are you serious?
Yep. So I better start moving my things now, because I have to be out of there by the end of May.
Oh, Perry, that's wonderful.
I thought you'd be happy.
Everything is really going to work out for us, isn't it?
I think the sky's the limit, Rex. If we could get past my HIV status and your mother, then I think we could get through anything together.
At TM Productions, Connie has just arrived to see Hannah.
Connie, you sounded upset on the phone. What's going on with you?
Oh, Hannah, you won't believe it. Clint is having sex with a 20-something-year-old woman.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. I think Clint and Darrow were such a cute couple. What happened?
Don't ask me. Hormones, I guess.
So what are you going to do about it?
I've already done something. I had Joe Zagas arrest her for statutory rape.
What? I can't believe all this has been happening, and I had no idea.
I was shocked, too, when I found out. But what am I supposed to do? Just let this woman have sex with my son?
Who is this person? Did you know her?
Her name is Heidi Bradford. I think she met Clint at Wilson's Diner.
Heidi Bradford? Oh, Connie. I know her.
You do?
Well, not really. But my boss sort of dated her for 2 seconds.
So obviously she gets around. I want her out of Clint's life. I know he's going to be mad at me for a while, but I'm going to teach Heidi Bradford a lesson she won't ever forget.
In the interrogation room at the 23rd Precinct, Dr. Michael Hunt has just arrived to see Heidi.
Dr. Hunt, what are you doing here?
Zoe told me what happened. She's working with Nurse Grimm right now to get a new patient settled. She just asked me to come down here and see if I could help you.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Dr. Hunt, I made a terrible mistake, and now I'm going to jail for it.
Do you have a lawyer? That's the first step. Maybe you can get all this straightened out.
I can't afford a lawyer. They told me they would appoint one for me.
I have a lawyer friend that might be able to give you some advice. She's on a leave of absence right now, but she's one of the best.
Oh, Dr. Hunt, anything you could do would be greatly appreciated. I've been trying to reach Clint, but he's in school.
Heidi, it's probably best if you don't see this young man again, especially right now.
I just wanted to let him know what happened. He may be able to talk his mother out of pressing charges. Is there any way you can contact him for me?
Well, against my better judgment, I will. If you think it will help. What's his name?
Clint. Clint Richards.
Clint Richards?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.